Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. This is our 517th Blog Talk show, so check us out here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can hear all of our shows through the years and also all our interviews. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook and iTunes, and we are on Spotify now, so go and check that out. I'm Marianne, and you can find me at mama_hooch. And looks like we have everybody here tonight. We have the diva, Carrie. Hello.
Hello, I'm a diva Abdul, and I want everybody to know that the search function isn't that great on Spotify. I was trying to look up our Patrick Muldoon interviews, and for some reason he doesn't pop up. So you might want to try our name, Spotify, and maybe on Google, and a specific actor. We interviewed vast majority of the actors on the show now. So, yeah, so there's interviews there, but I had a hard time with the search engine. So I would try Googling
okay.
it first. Yeah.
Good to know. Okay.
And that Patrick Patrick Muldoon interview, at least the one I'm thinking of, was – well, that was one of the top five ever.
Oh my gosh. To me, it was the
wow.
best. And yeah, I was going to text it to Miranda, but she never heard it. I'm like, holy crap, how did you not hear the Patrick Muldoon interview? and I couldn't find it on Spotify. So yeah, if you're trying to listen on Spotify, I'd recommend Googling Spotify Patrick Muldoon Diva Abdul. See if that works for you.
Okay, sounds good.
Good
deal. And we have Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hello. I'm actually here tonight. I'm at Cosby Hooch on Twitter and Instagram. And for those of you on Instagram, if you my activity on there consists of mainly cat videos and Whole30 recipes. So, you know, if that's not the content you're looking for, you probably won't want to check me out on there. But anyway,
we'll check it out.
I am there.
Okay. We also have Jen with us. Hi, Jen.
Hi. I'm at REXJDK at Twitter.
Okay. And also on Twitter, be sure to check with our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. They are also on Facebook. Also at Teo Penglis, at Lauren Coslow, and at Kill Trip USA, who is Ian Buchanan. So, I know Anna said she got to watch most of the show, so that's good.
Yes.
And everybody get to watch. Well, yay.
Shocking.
Yep.
So, yeah. Okay. So I guess we can start. I guess at the beginning of the week, or at the end of last week, beginning of this week, Robert Scott Wilson is back, but he's back as Alexander Kyriakis. So what everybody think of the new character?
I didn't think he was going to be back so soon.
I know.
Of course, I'm behind. I'm behind. Mm-hmm. I watched this week, but I'm behind a few other weeks, maybe it just seems sooner for me, but I don't
know. Time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Usually there's more time when a different character comes on like that, but like the duet Two Abbeys or something like that. But yeah, you're right. It was quick.
Miranda's two cents is that he was doused with a lot of baby oil, apparently. That was her pet peeve. I thought he looked very good, so I'm fine with it.
Well, no, he was supposed to be wet, but I don't know, because he came in from the pool. But I guess it looked maybe like that baby oil more so than water. I guess it kind of did.
Because on the set, it would be easier to put baby oil on you, especially with stay.
Right.
Whereas
he said he was at the pool.
Yeah,
when Sonny came in.
Yeah.
Sonny thought it was Uncle Vic, and he turned around, and it was
I'm not Uncle Vic.
Yeah. who, so. In case anyone doesn't know, is Justin and Angelica Devereaux. But yeah, Devereaux. But Adrian more or less kind of raised him too, I think. So most, you know, when he was young. So
there's not any tension. There's not any, basically, there's not any tension or anything with those two, right? Because, I mean, she raised
it was kind of
fun.
Yeah.
Back then,
but
it was awkward,
kind of funny.
Right? But
yeah. Well, you know, Adrian's dead now, so.
Oh, that's
when
right.
Bonnie happened.
I forgot.
Yeah, Bonnie. Yeah, I know. We think it's Adrian because, you know, she's with Justin now, but it's actually Bonnie.
Yes,
but
I forgot. Oh, my gosh.
So she comes in and sees him, and, you know, Sonny introduces him. Oh, this is Alexander. He says, oh, nice to meet you. I've heard about you. And so he gets on this thing of like, oh, Bonnie, you know, like, yeah, you're the one that, you know, like he was mad at her and really upset with her for what she did to his mother. And he comes over and he grabs this Sonny's blue tie that was that was laying on the chair, and he gets it and he's like putting it around his finger like he's going to strangle her. And he comes over to her, and he's, and she's, and Sonny says, oh, no, no, you know, he's trying to, like, you know, and he's a gotcha, like he was teasing. And they're,
like
and he turns around and
he, killer.
Yes, and he flips the tie, and he
says,
well, who did you, and he says, well, who do you think I am, the necktie killer?
Oh,
that was a little,
that was good.
So
that
kind of
made
that little reference.
That probably happened on Wednesday, and we were preempted locally for, sadly, for a, sadly about what the topic was, not sadly that we were preempted, but there was a local police officer that was killed. So they had a funeral for him in the area.
Yeah, I'm not sure when that
was. So anyway, so I'll have to watch that online, but so that I didn't see that part. I forgot it.
Yeah, so they had
Bonnie
a reference that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
But
that's
he wasn't really mad. I mean, he was like, she thought he was, you know, and then he kind of
he was messing with her. Oh, okay.
Messing with her. And Sonny was believing him too. So what did, I mean, the people that, I don't know if Carrie, did you see, or Jen, what did you think of him coming back? I think it's too soon. It's a little different. Is he acting different? Yeah. Well, I like him too.
Yeah, Alex is not my type of person. He's one of those, is such a convincing liar, you don't know if he's lying or not.
He's a playboy.
Like
playboy,
I don't know what team he's batting on, though, too. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that wasn't really established. Yeah, but I have to say, Judy Evans groping Robert Scott Wilson and her enjoying it was just hilarious. And I loved it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, she was doing that. Yeah.
And that was so boy.
Okay. Yeah, his stepmother, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it was a stepfather doing that to the daughter, I don't know. But, yeah, interesting. But
yeah, so
cute.
I'd be curious to know who they'll pair him with. And will it be a man or will it be a woman? And which one would, and who would it be? I don't know.
Well, was there a history of him being bisexual or anything before, or... Why are people speculating? What is the...
We never know with Ron.
Yeah.
Where
he's
going.
No, we don't know with Ron. Yeah, I mean, Andrew Donovan, we didn't know he was gay either. But, I mean...
Andrew Donovan is gay, too, now.
Donovan's gay.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
That was from Beyond Salem.
Yeah.
That was from when?
Beyond Salem.
Beyond Salem.
Beyond Salem.
Of course.
With Hope and Bo. And he has a thing for Paul. Okay. Him and Paul kind of got together. You know, John's son.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
So basically,
we don't know about
this basically,
one.
So basically, we're living, we're at the point where he's breaking all of Douglas Marlin's head writer rules and writing for himself, basically.
Yep.
Basically.
Living out all of his own personal fantasies on the screen.
Okay,
all right. So now, this is as long as we've established
but
that.
But we don't know that yet. Yeah. We've kind of just met Alexander.
Yeah.
And he wants to stay in Salem. You know, Sonny just thinks he's visiting.
Yeah.
And he wants a job at Titan.
Well,
working with
Sonny. Well, he did make a comment to Chad, like, Sonny was like, I mean, yeah, you know, Alexander and I have always gotten along, but I don't know what it's like to be my older brother's boss, you know. So that's a little hint where there could be some...
Yes, there could be conflict.
Friction.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know how it is when the DeMare brothers work together.
They don't.
It's amazing anything gets done at that place.
Oh, yeah.
Do they really run it? Is there somebody behind the scenes that's actually doing all the real work?
Jen.
There you go.
Jen, yeah. So probably does more work than any of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, actually, maybe Gabby does more work than any of the real Damaris, I guess.
I was going to say, Lee Shin's been a little busy, preoccupied himself lately. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, oh,
he's
yeah.
So cute.
Oh, yeah, Shin and Gabby together, yeah. Yeah. So let's see. Okay, then we have, speaking of the Damaris brothers, we had Chad and EJ going at it. What did anybody think of that? Well, those were some.
You might want to clarify going at it, Mary.
Oh, yeah. Well,
the previous conversation, we might want to be
I know,
real clear
they're
about.
Brothers and they're straight. So.
Okay, yeah. We
but
need
you
to
never
clarify,
know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so the whole the whole thing was they were more or less blaming each other for, you know, and EJ tried to blame EJ, well, he's blaming Chad for Sammy leaving him because of you know what he did with
blaming
you know,
him
putting him in prison for the kidnapping, and that's why, you know, and Sammy like that, and he says, "You mean you're really going to compare that to my wife dying?"
Yeah.
You know, so he's yeah. Moreland's wants to throw him out. He wants his shares because Kate gave him his shares. So yeah, so they were kind of screaming at each other most of the time. And he says he really was a low blow. I thought, did anybody hear when Chad said something about, oh, you know, crazy ass Sammy? You know, she has
yeah.
comes in here. And he says, well, yeah, you should know about crazy, referring to Abigail.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought that was kind of a low blow by EJ, comparing that, you know, Moss. And so then we did have Tony was on this week, just happened to be there, you know, came in when they were arguing.
Yeah, and then he disappeared.
Yes, tried to calm the fires there and I don't know how good it was, but more or less telling EJ, you know, about what Chad went through. And I had a lot of people making reference to when he told EJ, like, think of father, and father was always for family. Now, what did anybody think of that? Because everyone's saying, what do you mean? He put him
he
on an island
half
for 20 years.
Yeah, he only killed Benji. You know, he only killed his hearing-impaired child and,
like,
you know, put
Tony's
another one
to
on
tell
an
him,
island.
Like, they're brothers. You know, you should get along. It's for the family. But, yeah, definitely, I don't know. But I don't know. That's what people were saying. Like, why did he say
that?
Well,
that was sort of the dichotomy with him, because that's what made you – helped make you love Steph, be a character you love to hate, because he had that redemptive quality in that he loved his children, but he was selective in that love, and he certainly wasn't opposed to pitting them one against
one
another
favorites.
From time to time as well.
I would say he's a parent that has his favorites, Jay and Chad, obviously. The writers have, that's kind of the writer's favorites too, in a way, so, and Kristen. So, but anyway, that's what was going on with them. And then we also saw Tony went to, what is that called? Sweet Bits. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Allie was there and started saying Simple Simon, Metapiemon, or whatever. When he saw the pie, and Allie says, what's that?
What?
So obviously
she had no idea what that. I mean, he should have realized Sammy was her mother. Do you think Sammy, can you picture Sammy reading to her kids at night, much less reciting nursery rhymes?
Yeah.
Of course, half the nursery rhymes were rather twisted and
well, they are
actually
twisted
scared
when
kids.
You think about it.
So, yeah.
They
yeah,
did.
Most
yeah,
of them
they
are.
They are twisted. Yeah.
Anyway.
But
he
says, well, then I won't bother reciting
Humpty
Dumpty.
That's when you realize you're not bridging the gap here, the age gap here, when you're referring to things and the kids just look at you like, what the heck are you talking about?
Yeah.
But
so then that brought Johnny on, and, you know, him and Chanel started
arguing over. Originally she wanted Tony to taste the
peach
or the cherry and say,
him and Alex, not Chanel.
About over Chanel. You know, fighting. They were fighting over the pie, but they were also fighting over Chanel, but using the pies to represent their, you know. And originally she wanted Tony to say which one was better, the cherry or the peach, but he kind of like backed out of that and went into spike cookies or whatever. So what did anybody think of that, the whole thing with Johnny and Allie? Like, kind of like they're acting like immature kids?
The brat.
I mean, really? Yeah.
Very cringy. Very cringe.
Yeah, and he called her a tart or something.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of, they're cast really well as fraternal twins. I think they're cast well.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, considering, I mean, let's not forget, I mean, I don't know where Henry's hanging out now. Is he in college? I don't know who's babysitting him.
Could be.
But it's like they've kind of forgotten that she's also a mother. You know, so for a mother to be, I mean, not that you can't be young and be a mother, you know, but, like, yeah, I mean, I didn't hate it, but I thought it was kind of dumb. But it was kind of one of those things where if this is really, if you both really and truly love this girl, then this is, like, gut-wrenching either way, because you realize if you're made happy by her choosing you, so-and-so, then you know you're,
right.
She's, like, you know, your twin is going to be devastated. So I thought they kind of, it was cute, but on the other hand, it kind of reduced it to, like, not that big a deal. Like, they're fighting over, like, what movie we're going to get to watch tonight. Is it going to be Disney Plus?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be Hulu or whatever? You know, I don't know. You know, I don't know. It was okay, but I just think, I'm glad they showed Johnny at the end, you know, with Paulina, you know, drinking his sorrows. But and I loved how Paulina said, well, if it makes you feel any better, she goes, I was rooting for you.
We were all rooting for you, Johnny. It's like,
yes.
I don't see it.
Okay, I thought maybe I was the only one. Uh-huh, I was too. Yeah.
No.
I was.
Because they never,
if you want to have the women chemistry between each other, I don't see the chemistry between Chanel and Alan at all.
No, I don't even.
Definitely between Chanel and Johnny. And I think
Carrie, see, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Well,
Carrie,
did you
think maybe she shouldn't have picked either one of them? See, I was.
That's what I thought.
I thought she should have picked neither
thing.
Of them. But I do think she is. I do think she has chemistry with both of them. So, but yeah, she shouldn't have picked neither of them because she's messing with her family. It's too complicated. She screwed. She had sex with both of them. So that's
Yeah. Well, you know, and the thing of it is, like Johnny said, it was like, you know, I was possessed, you know, and he could actually legitimately say that. It's not like a bad excuse, you know, like a bad pickup line. Well, I was possessed when I did this. Well, he was really possessed. But I think what's frustrating is I've been waiting for like, what, months? I don't know. Was it New Year's that he dumped her? Is it been that long? Okay.
Yeah, it was right.
So was that this,
yeah,
that
New
was
Year's,
this year,
I think.
Right? It was this year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in my years.
Right.
But anyway, I mean,
months,
they were so hot and cute together, and then it was ripped out from underneath us, and so it was kind of like,
happens a lot.
Well, dang, you know, so I guess I was rooting for them because I wanted to see them get back together, you know, and actually have a chance. And I kind of feel like she, you know, like she did mention, well, it's kind of not fair because I've known Allie for so long and we have this other relationship. But I almost feel like she chose her because they've had that friendship all those years. And you know,
that's what it sounded
different.
Like.
Different.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think their banter is cute, but I don't know. I just thought she and Giovanni were really cute together, and I loved how he had to woo her, you know, and just, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe, who knows? I don't know. But, yeah. But so now what I'm wondering is this Stephanie Johnson coming into the picture? Is that going to be who he's going to go for? Or I don't know. Any insight on that?
Hold on. He can't go for Stephanie.
Oh, that's right, because that's right.
They were
oh, you're hurting my head.
We're hurting our, hurting my head. Yeah, that's right. Sammy's his mom.
Okay. Yeah. Sammy's his mom.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's not. He's a Brady, but he's not a Horton.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get confused when you want a pair of colors. Let me see.
Well, somebody's cutting out. What? Hello?
Hello?
I'm here.
Hearing you? Yeah.
Oh, I can see something sound like it was cutting out. Okay. So I don't know. I mean, I'm just kind of curious of the new people that are coming on, who do we think is going to be Johnny's love interest? Surely they're going to have a love interest for him just because
maybe
he's young. I don't know. It looked to me like they were going to have Eric.
There's something there.
I was liking them too, just in that instant. But I was thinking, the other part of me was thinking, has Diva Carey, like, passed out yet? And of course, then Nicole, of course, he saved Nicole. And so they're, like, hugging and stuff, and he's holding her and all. So I'm thinking, the whole time I'm thinking, Carrie's having, like, hot flashes. She's fanning herself right now. And then it's, like, with the Jada scenes, I was like, oh, crap. I may have to call her off the ledge. but I actually think, what do you guys think? I think they had chemistry, and it was even obvious to Kayla. Kayla picked up on it. Did you notice that? She gave a look.
Oh, yeah.
They wanted to think that.
Yeah, so they're going to get sweaty. It's going to be on the running track at first, or the running trail at first, but they're going to get sweaty together soon. It's probably going to be jogging, but I don't know.
Just what Nicole needs,
of course,
to make her jealous.
Exactly. You know? This is totally going to – and especially because they made the point that cops traditionally come to the Brady Pub. Well, Rafe's a cop, so Nicole and Rafe will be hanging out there, and so will you-know-who. And since Eric works there right now.
And Jada's going with him.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yep. Now, is Eric living there also right now?
I think so.
He probably is. There must be
a lot of rooms up there in that little Brady
Pub. I was going to say, I always had the impression there were just like two or three rooms. And, I mean, one of them, Cassie's still up there reading. So, I mean, we don't want to disturb her. Must have been one hell of a book.
Yeah, really.
They really should make a joke about that. I wish they would, since they let Anna joke about Don Craig, they should let somebody make a crack about, well, how many rooms does he have?
Cassie.
I don't know. I know my
niece
went up there.
Yeah, I think totally forgotten about Cassie. Never mentioned.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Totally.
Or what she mentioned.
Well,
has
you know.
Has ever been mentioned?
Yeah.
Or
I don't think
could have
so.
Missed it.
Mm-mm. Nope, not in
anybody
a long,
remember?
Long
no.
time.
Okay.
But anyway.
Okay. Oh, another thing I wanted to mention with the Chanel and Johnny situation and Allie is the conversation she had with Paulina of when they were trying to figure out, should she go with Allie? And Paulina Jackaherry is so funny. And just the way she says, well, now what do you want? Do you want penis or vagina? She says, mother. And she says, well, we're both grown-ass women here. We can, you know. She says, I talked to you about the birds and the bees a long time ago. I don't know if anybody saw it, but Ron tweeted about he had a fight for that line, to have that line. I guess the network suits or what didn't want them to say that. So I'm like, oh, well, whatever.
He's so
but anyway,
courageous.
It was funny. So she was going on and on about, like, why she liked Johnny, why she liked Allie.
Her mom had her do a list. They did a list. She's like, well, whenever I make a decision in business, I always make pros and cons. And she's like, let's just talk about the pros. I don't want to talk about the cons about with either of them. And so,
Yeah, I've liked how they have toned down Paulina from the very first time she came on. Now she's a lot more likable and just funny. Now she's with Abe. So I like that. And now she has this friendship with Kate. Did you want to talk about the Kate?
Yes, I love
Kate
that.
Kate has some scenes with them.
Yeah, Kate was drinking her sorrows a little bit. She, when she found out that Jake had died,
she was kind mm-hmm. of thinking back to that relationship and kind of sad. And mm-hmm. of course, she's already sad because Roman broke up with her because of the, you know, her knowing about keeping it from him that her son was mm-hmm. kidnapped his daughter. And so, yeah. But it was nice. First of all, I got to say, Kate looked fabulous. I loved the dress. I loved her hair. I loved everything. Yeah. Loved her jewelry. Loved everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And Miranda and I agree, so we don't even have to fight about it. Like, we can, our friendship is safe like, right now. But because there was one dress she didn't like a while back, and, you know, you just can't go there with me. No, I'm just joking. But, no, she says, I like the joke. Or I like the dress, too. So we're friends. We can still talk, right? I was like, yes, it's acceptable. But, no, I thought she looked fabulous. And she always looks fabulous, but I thought she was especially fabulous. I loved Kate having a female friend to talk with, and I loved Paulina having a friend. So that was really mm-hmm. nice. And basically she was sharing, you know, that she was sad about Jake and, you know, and then talking about Roman too. And so I loved how Abe was over there trying to talk, you know, trying to get Roman mm-hmm. to come back to the middle ground with Kate.
Right.
And Paulina was like, well, look, Abe, like, dumped me and thought he would never forgive me. And look, we're married now, you know, so she's like, so give it some time. And, you know, they both kind of were like, I just thought it was cute that they were both playing, I guess you'd say rematchmaker. rematchmaker. I don't know. but yeah, I loved it. You know, I always loved seeing Kate vulnerable and like, you know, like her tough exterior kind of came down a little bit, and, you know, she mm-hmm. shared, you know, what she was feeling and stuff. And so, and I liked it that I also liked that they didn't gloss over the fact, like, she found out that Jake was dead when she was with Gabby, since they both had a relationship with him, you know, with Jake.
Right.
I thought it was good that they didn't just gloss over Kate's relationship with Jake, because he really did care about her. And it wasn't just a fling, you know. And so I thought it was good that they had a flashback and stuff, and that, you know, that was acknowledged. Mm-hmm. I liked that. And it wasn't just like everybody just forgets that Kate was with him at one point. So, yeah. So, yeah, that was good. And I also think it's interesting that EJ held them keeping the secret, well, him being forced to go to jail, prison, because Kate mm-hmm. and Chad basically betrayed him. So he's turned that around, and he managed to, you know, weasel the stock back from those two. So, yeah, interesting. So,
and then
she talked to Abe. Roman had gone into the back, and then mm-hmm. she talked to Abe, and I always love seeing them because they have a nice relationship. She and Abe have a great relationship because she's to work with him, and mm-hmm. she's known him forever and all that too. But so I really love their friendship and stuff. But yeah, he was he said, well, I was sitting here trying to tell him that, you know, he needs to give you another chance and all, and, you know. So she was like, so when Roman came back out, she's like, can I have a minute with you? And he was like, well, Kate, I actually just found out, like, my boiler or something in the back blew up, and now I got to replace it, so I really don't have time, but I don't really think I have much to say. I really don't think I have much to say to you right now. Okay. He's going to be lonely soon. Yeah.
Yeah.
He had
I bet you he comes around.
I think he will. I mean, for the showing the fact that
they
Paulina,
said give
they
it time.
I don't think they would have wasted. I don't think they would have wasted the time, quote unquote waste. It wasn't a waste, but like, I don't think they would have written those scenes if they weren't building up to a potential reunion. So it's all about obstacles and couples having mm-hmm. challenges, or else it gets boring.
Can't
right?
be happy all the time.
Right, and you always know the minute somebody says, okay, I'll never lie to you again, or I'll never hide anything. You always know.
Yes, you know.
Here we go.
You know what's coming. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So talking about being in love for a very short time with Jake and Ava declared their love for each other.
Yeah.
Did anybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
Was that
yeah.
fast or was that not? Did we do a rewrite there real
fast.
Quick? But, man, we did it. We'll get it.
Maybe. Maybe so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all declared their love for each other. Married.
What?
Wants to go get her a ring. So
yeah.
They go get a ring and run into the same guy that tried to rob the Brady Pub and also mugged Nicole. And
mm-hmm.
Jake stood up to him, and he shot him in the stomach. And then you see Jada and Rafe to the rescue.
Yeah.
And Jada shot the guy. And, of course, Jake then eventually dies. And so we had, like, his ghost come back. So what everybody think of how that all went? I mean, the scenes were really great, good between them.
Yeah.
I guess
they really
kind of
were.
Made it believable that they cared for each other, you know.
Yeah.
I was kind of getting to like them together.
I thought it was sweet.
I like better than Ava and Rafe, I think. I like
yes,
Jake
I think
and Ava
Jake
better.
Was the best pairing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You
I
think
agree.
That, yeah. The best pairing for Ava. Yeah. I did. I kind of like. Even better than, Jake and Gabby. Because I kind of like Gabby and Shin now. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I just like Shin.
So, yeah. So when Gabby, you know.
Now, do you think Shin was actually talking? Do you think? I mean, I kind of found it believable because the minute I heard him say that said I love you too or something on the phone when he was in the room with Gabby, I thought that sounds like his mom, you know. But so when he said that to her, I thought it was believable. But do we feel like there's a hidden agenda there or anything with him, or do you think he's just? I don't sense
why
that. I don't
there,
sense it.
Not.
What?
Why did they put, just that? I just think they could be jealous. I don't know if we can see them or not. I don't know. I like them together, though. I hope that was,
I
always
too.
Like to think that, it was true, to believe them.
I think they're really cute.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think they're really cute together. And he did make a good point. He says, we always talk about my dad because my dad's involved in the business. He goes, so we never end up talking about my mom,
About my husband. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he did tell her, he says, well, I do have a mom. that's what he told. He said, well, I do have a mom. So Gabby's like, she's worried about her shares because, EJ's coming after her. So she convinces Ava to pretend they're married, which they didn't get married, but they did buy the wedding bands. So, and EJ, same way, he's thinking, he thinks he's his next of kin. So he's going to go sign the papers and everything. So he's hoping to get the shares. But Ava tells him that they're married. And, of course, EJ doesn't believe it. So I don't know. I guess Gabby's going to come up with a fake certificate somehow. Because they did say. Yeah, because she did say, I'll take care of it. Because they're going to, they're going to want to prove. Or EJ's going to want proof. So. So we have that going on. And then at the end, what does everyone think of Dr. Rolfe and Kristen? Mm-hmm. What they have up their sleeve.
Here comes Robo Jake.
Yeah, what's going to happen there?
They come and take Jake's body. And I know it's all been out online, I think. Carrie's even mentioned it, or people have been mentioning it, that Stefan's coming back. But, of course, we all know that Julie has Stefan's heart.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're going to bring Stefan back alive, how are they going to explain that?
Are they going to transfer Jake's heart into
or
the body that's
make
been
Jake
on ice?
Stefan,
or?
Like the essence of
or
Jake?
Or does he have a chip?
Or
yeah,
Stefan
the
and Jake.
Of Stefan. I wondered about that too. The essence.
Yeah, just like he did with. But now that Jake looks exactly like Stefan, that makes sense. It's going to be the same actor. Mm. Will that's what it is? He's, it's going to be Jake's body,
I don't know.
But with
then he won't have the Philly accent, which I kind of like. I like the edginess of Jake.
Oh, I like
as
the
opposed
Philly
to
accent. Stephen. Yeah, I like the, you know, the, yeah. So, yeah, so I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm just, it is, I think it's pretty certain that Stephen is coming back. So, and that was their way to, but I was like, I think they should have left Jake on and let Brandon play two parts and have all the brothers there, you know, have everybody.
Bring Tyler on as Stephen.
Yeah, while they're at it, like, now you have Dr. Rolf. Okay, if he's going to do that, well, you know, you could bring Abigail back, really, if you wanted to. You have Dr. Rolf. And you could bring Andre back, too, if you wanted to. So that would be bring them all back. So, but I don't know. I'm thinking that's what's going to happen. I don't know. And this, we talked about this, like, last week, Jen and I, about the new actor. He's really, I mean, he really looks like the other one.
Yeah.
I think he's doing a good job. Mm-hmm. So.
Wait, who? Which character?
Ralph.
Oh, yeah. So did the actor, what's that?
I'm having or a, how bad it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame. I know that actor.
I mean, he's
the actor
really
that played Ralph had cancer years ago, and then he recovered from that, and that's why he was able to come back, but. That's a shame.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, because he was good. Funny.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. So him and Kristen, so they're all, of course, now we have all those criminals out, and Orpheus is out.
Yeah.
There were some scenes with Steve and Justin and Orpheus because Steve was worried that Justin would go after him. And Justin said, no, you know, he's not going to do that. And Orpheus walks in. More or less tries to apologize, but, you know, just more or less tells him off, you know, because basically he blames him for killing Adrian with that car accident. So I don't know. Does anybody wonder what Orpheus is up to? Because they haven't really.
He's up to something.
Right. And he said, didn't he say something to Chris? Was he talking to? Or no, it was Kristen and Jen, or Gwen. Kristen's up to something, too. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Gwen, so. Yeah, I don't know what all her agenda is either. But I don't know what Orpheus, I mean, what would he want? I know what, wasn't he fixated on Marlena at one time? I know you know the history.
Yeah, he actually kidnapped her because either Roman or John got his wife killed or something. He blamed them for wife's death.
Okay. Yeah.
I can't remember
which one it was. She was an sister, I guess. He had kids or something, and he was making her take care of them or something.
Yep.
I can remember. Okay. All right. And we have Gwen. She went to see Xander and Sarah, and Sarah's still having her hallucinations. And of course, she pulled a knife on Gwen. You know, I guess thinking she was Kristen again, so which really is making her look really more guilty now. But they still haven't arrested her. Yeah. So we still don't know who killed Abigail. Anybody have any theories or guesses or how long they're going to?
I'm thinking Sarah.
You know. You're thinking who?
Sarah.
Oh, you think it was? Do you think it was Sarah hallucination, or do you think it was like Gwen or Kristen in a mask?
I think it's Sarah hallucination, because she's the only one who could not go to jail. They can send her to a psych ward for a while.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't know. Then I'm wondering if it would be somebody like totally different that we haven't even considered. So,
as long as it's not Lucas.
No, I don't think it's Lucas. But do you think Lucas is going to – is Lucas leaving? Did anybody hear anything?
I hope not.
Yeah, because, like, Sammy left town, so I don't know what they're going to do with Lucas. So, let's see. Okay. Anything else? Anybody hear any spoilers, or am I missing anything?
I do have an announcement to make.
Yes.
I did not win the Mega Millions last night. So I will not be purchasing the Pittsburgh Pirates at this time. But if I do come up with the money, yeah, I will buy the Pittsburgh Pirates, and I will field a awesome team and not just be a Yankees, basically, field club, which is basically what they
are
now.
I just see they lost 2-1 in 10 innings again.
Oh, so the Yankees recruit people after the Pirates develop them, the Yankees have been peeling them off?
Oh, yeah.
No,
they've done that for them.
Yeah,
Yankees have a stacked team.
Jen, aren't your Mets doing well?
I'm a Mets fan.
I know. Aren't your Mets doing well this year?
Yeah, so far so good, but talk to me in October. They usually can somehow.
Yeah, you sound like a very experienced Met fan.
I'm a very jaded fan.
I hear ya. At least you're not a Pirate fan. God. Yeah. It's really been bad lately. I heard somebody won. There was a winning ticket, though, whether it was one
person in Illinois.
Or a group.
Yeah,
in Illinois.
One person.
Wonder if that was message Nikki. That's where she's at. That's the one person.
Do you know anyone
know
in Illinois? How do you pronounce it? How do you pronounce this? Is it Des Plaines or is it De Plaine or is it De Plaine? How do you pronounce DES and then PLAINES? I think it's north of
De Plaine.
I looked on the map today. It's north of Chicago, but that's where the ticket was sold. Do you pronounce it De Plaine?
I don't think she's there.
Or De Plaine?
I would think I don't know.
Oh well. I was just curious.
Yeah.
So, yeah, somebody's
no,
very
wasn't
lucky.
Me.
Hopefully it wasn't somebody who's like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Carrie and I were going to help out the Pirates if we won.
Yeah. Darn it.
Yeah.
And I forgot to buy one, but I wouldn't have. If I were picking the numbers, I wouldn't have picked any of the numbers that won. So, you know, none of those are numbers that I would have played. Probably, I would have had to do a random.
I don't even know what the odds are. They're like.
It was almost the entire population of the United States to one.
Oh.
So it was
a
like
one.
320
okay.
to one. So a million to one. So. But, you know, you always say, you know, there's going to be a winner eventually at some point.
Yeah.
So why can't it be you, right?
Yep.
You
got
to play to win. That's what they say. You got to play to win, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. And I guess there was a handful of people that maybe got 5 of them or something. So they might get a million or something. So that would be cool.
Oh, I can handle
or something.
That.
I'm not sure how, you know, I'm not sure the details, but anyway, so, well, I'm sorry you guys didn't win, darn it.
Darn.
Me too.
Just think we could have gotten the premium XXO extra turbocharged Diva of Dual Blog Talk, level or whatever. I'm just teasing.
Yeah, we could have hosted it from PNC Park. It would have been
fun.
There you go. There
right.
You go.
Or we could have
could have had our
own
buy
day's
own
event.
Studio. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could have your own. Dang.
Yeah, our own.
You should have tried
food,
harder, darn it.
We'd pay for all the, the soap stars to come on. We'd pay them to come
definitely.
On.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There we go.
Well, I know what Carrie would do. She would have put some money aside for one of those cameo experiences with Greg Vaughn. Only she would have been like, cameo, my place. No, I'm just kidding.
And we'd get Patrick Muldoon. We'd get all the
in
old
person.
Yeah. Bring him on.
She'd be like,
Like, I would like to hire you to make an appearance in my bedroom.
Oh.
How does $1 million sound? No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. We know you don't want to do that.
God.
I'm just teasing.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In Russia, I have a long-term boyfriend. Okay.
I know. I'm just teasing you. Oh, but no, there, yeah, endless opportunities. I'll tell you. But
actually, I didn't get to say my 2 cents about Eric and Jada and Nicole and all that. Yeah, Nicole's an idiot, and she deserves to lose Eric. And I love them as a couple, but she screwed up.
She sure did.
There's no chemistry at all with Nicole and Rafe. They're boring as hell.
Nope.
I like them.
Yep.
I like them in the beginning when she was
when they were friends. When they were friends.
Yeah,
I liked them
when he was protecting her from EJ, but she was pregnant with EJ.
Yeah.
I can't remember which baby it was, but
mm-hmm.
she remembers the first one and the second one. Yeah, they had great friendship chemistry back then. But, there's
so now
there's
they've kind of killed that, and they're almost like an old married couple. Like, okay.
For
not
real,
that there's anything wrong
and the way
with
they
that,
got married, too.
I'm just saying.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Weird.
I understand.
Weird. I'm just, I mean, I'm not knocking it. I'm that's great.
Thing.
But I'm just saying,
yeah.
I'm just saying, like, with Ray, I mean, like, there's just no, like, here he's brand new married to Nicole, and he's like, it's like, I don't see any
even
spark. I don't see him looking. All he did was get mad that Eric was holding her. And then when he realized what happened, he was like, oh, okay. But, like, I don't see
no
him
emotion.
Looking at her like he loves her or like he's not. There's not that gleam
no.
in his eyes, you know. I don't know. Vice versa. So, whatever.
There is never ever a gleam in his eyes.
Yeah. So what do you guys think about Kristen coming back and terrorizing Chloe? that might this might be the only time I like them. I can't stand her. But I could maybe
she got
enjoy
Gabby
her
to
torturing
make her in
Chloe.
Charge. Yeah. That was good. She got She got Gabby
that
to make her in charge of Basic Black. Comes in. Yeah. So and then Brady calls Gabby and says, well, he's trying to, like, save Chloe's job, you know. Gabby says, well, that's something, you know. She
well,
didn't care.
It was funny because after they made the deal, but they didn't show it on screen. And after Kristen left, Lee Chen goes, well, that wasn't so bad. Or wasn't that wasn't too bad. Like, I think they were thinking it was going to be a lot worse, what she wanted out of them or whatever.
Yes.
Well, that wasn't so bad.
Yeah, I thought it would be too.
So I guess we're just assuming
all
that.
Kinds of stuff.
So are we assuming then that somebody paid a huge amount of money to the governor, the corrupt governor, to pardon all these creeps? I mean,
somebody had some. Yeah, Orpheus.
No,
that
he was blackmailed.
Yeah,
he was blackmailed.
I thought maybe that. Okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering because I haven't
how
seen
Orpheus
some of the prior episodes.
Yeah.
Okay, I hadn't seen the prior episodes, but I thought either somebody's got dirt on him or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Files. Yeah, that's
why
did Orpheus care that Kristen got released? I mean, why did he? What kind of stuff
because
did they have on
Evan
each other?
Because Evan blurted it out.
Yeah.
And so he wasn't supposed to. It was supposed to be just Orpheus and Evan, but when Kristen found out, she was going to go tell what was happening if they didn't include her in the escape. And then she got
and Gwen.
And also, I went Gwen to come with me. So she obviously got Gwen out, too.
And
Rolf.
I was really I was happy that Gwen got out.
Yeah.
So I was happy for that.
Yeah. And then, but Vivian's still in there. I kept thinking, maybe Alanine's still in there. Why didn't they get her out?
What about
need to get her out, too.
They haven't found Jan yet, right? So we know Jan's alive somewhere, right?
Jan's alive somewhere, probably. Yeah.
Eve's still in
there. They haven't found a body. Oh, Eve?
Yeah, she's still in jail.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
So, you never know who's going to come back.
So let me ask you this. How old do you think Rachel's going to be if they ever bring her back from California? You think she's going to be sore-assed?
Probably.
Probably, yeah. I don't know who else they're going to, you know. We got Thomas and Charlotte. Guess we got to see them now at a young age. So I don't
and
really
Ari.
Know Soros then.
And Ari.
And Ari. Yeah, she hasn't been back for a while. And Henry, I don't know how, you know, we'll probably make him older. I don't know. Oh,
Henry's,
you know, you were talking
Henry's
about
making
Johnny.
His own dinners now because nobody's paying attention to him anymore. Allie's become the parent to Henry that her mother was to her, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's like, fend for yourself, kid. You're two. You can open up the you know how to open up the microwave. You just push this button. You feed yourself.
Pretty much.
There's a spoiler out there about Johnny, and it's gonna Johnny and Ava. Ava moves into the Demare mansion.
Oh. Why?
And there's.
Oh, because she's the mother. She's
because
the,
now
the
because Jake, she's widow.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
So how long
I heard they
take?
Get together, Johnny and Ava.
Oh, geez. Really?
I know. The old, yeah.
I don't
so
like
far.
That idea.
But she is leaving, but, you know, they tape so far ahead, so.
Yeah.
You know, she is eventually leaving, though.
Okay.
Anyway.
There's something.
So that's out there.
Okay. So how long do you think EJ with his online law degree is going to take him to figure out that this marriage is bogus? He already knows there's something
he already
going on.
Suspects, yeah.
He already knows that. But, like, how long do you think, given that, you know, he got his, you know, law degree, he went from race car driver to lawyer overnight, and, you know, I just wonder how long it's going to take for that to drag out. I mean, she was awfully, Gabby was awfully confident that she could pay enough money to make sure that the justice of the peace or whoever would have recorded the wedding and all, the marriage. I mean, that's a lot of paperwork you've got to, you know. I don't know. I don't know. There's going to be cameras. They could go back and see that they never went in the courthouse. I mean, they never got a marriage license. I mean, this is not brain surgery here, folks. That's why I'm like,
okay,
Gabby, good for you, I guess, figure it out. But anyway, I mean, I actually think it's kind of a hilarious turn of events. I kind of like the fact that there's someone that's going to be pissing off EJ. But,
kind
of spoiling.
Anyway, Gabby and Ava hated each other, so now they're kind of like frenemies now. Yeah, now they're in this together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They do that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Mm. I think we covered all the storylines. I'm assuming anybody has anything else. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't think of what else is going on.
I can't think of anything.
Mm. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
next
week. Good week, everybody.
Rest of the weekend. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Good week.
Oh.
Yep. Take care.
Okay.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.